This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
How about tight ends? We've seen a great tight end class. I think there's still a ton of meat on the bone when it comes to that position in this class. Jared Wiley, 6'6", 250 pounds, a former quarterback who transferred from Texas. You guys heard of Guagi, go up and get it, guy? This is my go up and get it, guy.
How has life been for you since you included Guagi that day in your NFL coverage?
I mean, it's just changed exponentially. The check still hasn't come, by the way. I don't know what there was supposed to be like some pastrami or something like Bernstein used to send me. I feel like there was something, you know, to get that on ESPN TV. So I'm still waiting.
I missed my end of the payola. I totally missed it. You're right.
Happens.
Yeah, well, I'll get you something. I could certainly get you some pastrami. I have a Guagi hat. There's a Guagi hat that a listener made.
Even
for
better.
You
to,
yeah.
I'd rather have a hat. Yes.
Yeah. But, all right. Well, we'll get you a hat. I promise we'll get you the hat.
You sure about that?
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
So did you get Matt Miller the hat?
I still need to send him the hat.
He's going to be here this week.
He's going to be where?
In Chicago.
I put
it in the rundown.
You did. Hey, are we going to see him? Is he coming by?
Hope so.
Well,
ask him. He's there.
I'll go find him. I'll go find Matt Miller. Wherever he is, I'm going to bring him his hat this week.
He's an excellent guide when it comes to what's going on in the world of college and pro football. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Matt, thanks for joining us. Well, what is your toll for Spiegel now that you have put Guagi on the map nationally?
Yeah, still no hat, by the way. So. Okay. Still waiting.
Yeah.
Would be a great day. The wind's blowing like 50 miles an hour here today. It'd be a great day for a hat.
Yeah, no, I'll bring you. I don't know where you're staying in Chicago, but you could just
I'm not going to say it on the radio. I'll text you.
We'll figure it out. That's fair. And I'll bring you a hat full of pastrami right to your hotel, sir.
Yes.
I love it.
Sounds kind of excellent.
Yeah, right? I know. Exactly. How much pastrami could you get
on
this
something.
Hat?
Yeah.
I know. Well, Matt, as someone who's now viewing this from 30,000 feet away, what would you say is your takeaway from what the Bears have done over the last week?
I like it. I think it's great to have a head coach that you trust to where you can go get players that fit his scheme and where he can even articulate to you what that scheme might be. And so that you can go get those players. I think that is a obvious upgrade for where the Bears were a year ago. And I like it. I mean, we've seen Poles be aggressive in trading up in the draft, in trading out in the draft, in taking a punter in the fourth round. Like, we've seen Poles be aggressive a lot of different ways. I like the idea. And it doesn't take a great football mind to watch the Chicago Bears last year and say, gosh, they got to get better at guard, center, and guard, right? Like, we all kind of understood that. But to be able to look at those needs and say, okay, we're going to go get high-impact players. You know, there's familiarity with Jonah Jackson and Ben Johnson. There is certainly Joe Tooney is a leader, a great player who gives you some versatility if you need it. and then Drew Dahlman, the top center in free agency. So I think the great thing coming out of this, and the way I look at this moving forward, is the Bears have checked off every need. You know, like we all do those, here are the Bears' top five needs headed into free agency. We all do those lists. They've checked them all off. And so at number 10 overall now in the first round, and with those two early second round picks, there's a lot of flexibility to maybe even just go best player available at those spots.
Well, let's focus on exactly that. I had this reaction, Matt, and you would know if there's someone who's worthwhile. But like, to me, once you have traded for two guards and drafted your center, I think interior offensive line is off the table at 10.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it would be. I would say offensive line is off the table at 10, just because there's no indication that they aren't Braxton Jones fans. I've actually talked to polls about this, not super recently, but like we've had Braxton Jones conversations. They drafted Darnell Wright in the top 10. So I would say, like, I would probably take offensive line off your radar at 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about left tackle. Like, if Will Campbell falls because of some crazy arm length, you know, idiocy out there. But it's interesting. Your take because you think Braxton Jones is the guy if he comes back healthy.
If he comes back healthy, I think he's at least the guy for 2025. I don't feel super convicted about a Will Campbell to where I would take him over Ashton Jeanty or Tyler Warren or Colston Loveland and maybe even some of the defensive ends. Like I don't see Will Campbell as Joe Alt or Penei Sewell where you got to draft him, you know, like because there is the arm length stuff and people can laugh at it, but there's not a good left tackle in the NFL with under 33 inch arms. Just, it doesn't exist. It's 33 and a half is probably the best in the NFL right now. That's Rashawn Slater. So there's not a precedent for that. Even as you project him to guard, he's going to have to completely rework his stance. I don't know if you guys have talked to anyone about that as we, you know, we're about 45 days away from the draft. Will Campbell plays with the most upright stance I've ever seen for an offensive lineman in my life. And we're going to ask him to play guard. He's going to have to completely rework his stance. That's doable, but he's not this plug and play guy. I love the work ethic, the character. He's hilarious. Super productive at LSU, but he is a player that's going to need some work as he transitions into the NFL.
Inevitably, someone in the group between 10 and 25 ends up being special. But when I look at this draft, Matt, I feel like there aren't any bad choices, which makes me feel like the Bears should trade down and get more picks. How do you view the middle of the first round?
I think in the middle of the first round, you're going to have 30 guys who all have the same grade. So to your point, if all your blue chip players are gone at 10, then yes, you should trade down because the value that you're getting at 10 is going to be similar to what you might get at 15 or 20. So if that market exists, and it might, if let's say Shedeur Sanders is still on the board and somebody decides they need to go up and get him, and we'll see, because like the musical chairs at quarterback is very much still ongoing with free agency right now. But if Ashton Jeanty's gone, if the two tight ends are gone and one of the top pass rushers are gone, that's, I think, your scenario to trade out. Because, you know, like drafting a receiver at 10, I think you can move back and get like the number one receiver in this class. I think it's Luther Burden from Missouri. I have coworkers who think it's Tetero McMillan and coworkers who think it's Matthew Golden. And some people would say Emeka Ogbuka is right there. So even if you say like, hey, let's just get a pass catcher in round one, I think you could move back from 10 and get a really similar value. And the crazy thing is you might even be able to move back twice, just depending on what happens. And, you know, we'll see how they identify where that need is, even if it's at running back. If Jeanty's gone and you say, no, we know how important a running back is, we're going to take O'Marrion Hampton. Well, you can trade back and do that. Now, you got to keep an eye on Dallas at 12, but you could certainly, you just want to probably stay ahead of Pittsburgh at 21, depending on what they do at quarterback, to where you would still feel pretty good about getting an impact running back in round one.
I think I messed Spiegs up on Ashton Jeanty, Matt, and I feel bad about it because I like Ashton Jeanty. I didn't like how he played against Penn State. there are a lot of things that had me questioning what the hell was going on with him, him not being able to secure the ball. But you're playing up against a really good defense and a team that played for a national championship.
Let me jump in, Lawrence, though, but because having watched a lot of the highlight reel stuff, because when I went on my little running back curiosity rabbit hole the other night, Genty bounced off a lot of bad tacklers in his conference. That's what I thought and saw in addition to what you were talking about.
So from your perspective, what's the truth on Ashton Genty? What is he and what do you think he can be?
I think he's really, really good. I don't think that he's not up there for me with Bijan Robinson or Saquon Barkley as the best running backs that I've evaluated. There are going to be those questions about level of competition. I don't have my notes in front of me. I want to say it's against Oregon. He played really, really well. And so like that made me feel a little bit better about it. What I love about him is he had over 1,700 yards after contact. So to your point, like there was some bad tackling at that level, obviously, but that like if you just took his after contact yards, he would have been the number two rusher in the country last year behind O'Marrion Hampton. So there's like that ability is crazy. And like his contact balance is crazy. And if you go back to 2023, they actually threw him the ball a lot. He had like 600 yards receiving. I think it might've been the most of any running back in FBS. It's way, way up there. So his tape is like over the 2 years is awesome. You know, he's a little bit short. I don't want to say undersized. He's a little bit short. You know, he's 5'8", 215 pounds. It's like some of the contact balance is natural, but man, he can do everything. And, you know, to your point, that Penn State game, everyone in the stadium, everyone in the country knew where the ball was going to go because Boise State couldn't throw the ball to save their lives this year. So I don't hold that one against him so much. I think we got a guy who didn't fumble a lot prior to that, and he's just beat to hell at the end of a really long season.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And where he was the guy for them, you know, over 2,400 yards rushing this past year.
Well, let's follow up on it then, because the guys you mentioned, Bijan Robinson, he's not that. And Saquon Barkley, he's not that. Bijan and Atlanta is not doing a whole lot of winning because they need more.
Yep.
Saquon and the Giants didn't do a whole lot of winning until he got to the Eagles. So that's part of why I want the Bears to get a running back down at number 72 in the third round, or maybe number 41 in the second round if they got to. Do you have some running backs who will be available there? I've got one, but let's hear who you like who will be available either at 41 or 72 that could fit in nicely. They're going to keep DeAndre Swift as kind of their speedier guy, so I give you that as context.
I still like Roshan Johnson as well as a number three, and I know there's a lot of people there that still like him, so I do think adding one – is reasonable. Okay, so let's say in round two, if you're going to keep DeAndre Swift, in round two, I would add Quinshon Judkins from Ohio State, who has the nastiest stiff arm of any player in this draft. His favorite thing to do is almost like palm the forehead of defenders and slam their face mask down, which I absolutely love. It's kind of a throwback. So Judkins, and to your point, like watch him in the college football playoff run. He was unstoppable. I mean, he was just such a bulldog for that offense. So he would be your round two option. Caleb Johnson from Iowa is tailor-made for an outside zone scheme, which is what you now have. So I think you have to factor him in. If you wait until round three, what's interesting with I have three running backs with a round three grade. They're all smaller guys. Dylan Sampson is 200 pounds. Trevor Etienne, right around 200 pounds. And Jaden Blue from Texas, right around 200 pounds. And they're all more speed guys than they are power guys. So if you're looking for more of that bumper, round three, in my opinion, is too early for Cam Scadabo from Arizona State, who I think everyone fell in love with during the Texas game. He's probably an early round four guy. If you told me that, hey, you got to reach to make sure you get him at 72 since you don't have a four, like I would probably, you know, want to try to trade back. But, you know, 72 is mid round three. That's not the craziest reach in the world if you decide to go for him there.
There's also an opportunity here for the Bears to go get a defensive end as well. I think they probably will help themselves out a lot in that regard. Who do you like and who's worth waiting on and seeing kind of where things go? And is there a bargain out there to be had at D end?
So it's a great defensive end class. I have six guys with first round grades right now. Here's a fun, like, slash crazy scenario for you, okay? Let's say Cam Ward goes first to the Titans. Shedeur Sanders goes second to the Browns. Would you trade up for Abdul Carter? You got 2 second-round picks. Checked a lot of needs.
I would.
And it's not going to be as expensive to trade up for a non-quarterback.
I would, like, but I'm crazy about him, so.
I am, too. He's my number one player in the draft, so I'm like, and I agree with you, even with adding Deo and you have Montez Sweat, like I still think the defensive end could be an early-ish need here, right?
Yes,
just because the way teams are building. So like if Abdul Carter, I don't think he would make it past New England at four because I think Vrabel would draft him. But like if that scenario is there and the Giants are panicking, you know, it's like a full-on Kevin Costner draft day moment and the Giants are panicking, I would absolutely try to trade up to take him. Now, take that scenario off the dreamland table here. I think Mikael Williams from Georgia could be there at 10. Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M probably had a good enough combine that he's put himself ahead of where the Bears are at. I think the Jets at 7, the Panthers at 8, the Saints at 9 are all certainly in play for him. The weird thing is there's a drop-off after that, and it becomes some guys with some character questions. Mike Green from Marshall, it was disclosed at the combine that he was accused of sexual assault once in high school and then a separate time while he was at Virginia, which led to his dismissal there, and he ends up at Marshall, leads the FBS in sacks last year. James Pierce from Tennessee, I was doing ESPN National Radio a week ago, and Ian Fitzsimmons asked me about him, and Fitz said that the folks at Tennessee wouldn't even let them talk to James Pierce last year. As they were embedded with the team, they were keeping him away from the media. So those two guys, I know you're going to see a lot of them in mock drafts. Man. I don't think they go anywhere close to the top 10, though.
Your scenario that you painted for the dream of trading up to get to Abdul Carter is interesting because as the last 2 weeks have gone on, I have heard people talk about Shedeur in ways I was not expecting people to talk about Shedeur, like the idea that he could end up not being drafted in the first round. What's going on here?
There's a couple things, and I think he'll be drafted in the first round. I don't think he would fall all the way out. I think part of it is the more people that get invested in the draft, I think the more information gets shared, right? In season, a lot of media members are worried about in-season stuff. We get to the combine, and that's when, you know, more folks get involved in covering the draft. So more information like that is apt to get out instead of stay in-house a little bit. I don't buy the, you know, oh, he's brash and he's cocky. I'm sure folks have that opinion. Just like if the three of us were to sit down with 45 draft prospects and we got 15 minutes with each of them, the three of us aren't going to agree on every player's personality and composure. And so it wouldn't be, you know, crazy for me to go to a media member and say, gosh, I really didn't like how that player interviewed That certainly happens. I will say the consensus from scouts I've talked to is they've liked their interviews with Shador. He is confident, but he is a coach's son who loves football, who has elevated two programs that he's been at. He's worked hard. And I would say this, you will not find a tougher football player in this class. I was at the Kansas game, and Kansas, like, they took some shots at him that were like, they were to the echo of the whistle, right? And it didn't rattle him, and he didn't come out. And I mean, he was taking shots to the knee, the head, and he just stayed in and played. So he's incredibly tough. Now, could he slip a little bit? Yes. I think just we're seeing how free agency has played out, where the Raiders trade for Geno Smith. You know, the Jets signed Justin Fields. Neither of those guys are top 10 quarterbacks, but teams are trying to secure those spots. So that's either those teams are out on Shador Sanders, or they don't think he was ever going to make it to them in the first place at 6 and 7, respectively. So there's a little bit of like gamemanship happening right now. He could still be the second pick in the draft, guys.
Man, such fun stuff with NFL draft scout Matt Miller. You talk about Abdul Carter, and you lose Lawrence for the rest of the segment.
Pretty much.
You talk about the running backs and land on my guy, Quinshon Judkins, and you lose me for the rest of the segment. I'm just sitting here. Can you describe the move again? It's a stiff arm to the helmet?
A palm of the helmet.
Essentially?
Yeah, he like palms their helmet and slams their face mask down. It's amazing.
It really
Watch
is.
Watch the Tennessee game.
Let's
Tennessee
go.
Tennessee game. He just like, it's fun.
So if they grabbed him at 41, you know, let's say they go D end and then offensive line and Quinshon Judkins from their first three picks.
I'd be pretty happy. I'd be pretty happy with that. I think you gotta look at receiver at some point. Just with Keenan leaving, I think you gotta look at receiver. I still think you could maybe go corner or free safety at some point, but we're starting to get pretty picky at that point.
All right, so you're coming to Chicago with your son this week, and of course I'm going to bring you a Guwagi hat full of pastrami. That's one thing. Lawrence, what should he and his son do while they're here in town?
How long are you in town?
It's 3 days, like 2.5 days.
How old's your son?
11.
I think he's still in the range. What's the name of that place where you could go play with the goo? Oh, God.
I was just going to get him drunk on green beer. So any idea is better than that.
Yeah,
you know?
That
was my plan.
I got ideas.
Okay.
You know,
throw him in the river.
Yeah, so. But most of my ideas are a little touristy. But trust me, it's going to be awesome. Go to
Hold on. I got it now.
Okay, go ahead.
The Slumu Institute over on Orleans.
That's where Tanny went to college.
It is a slime museum, Matt, where he can make and design his own slime.
That's
you guys can play with it. Really, really fun time.
There you go.
Is there a bar in there for stepmom and dad while he plays with slime? Because that would be... There's a business idea if they don't have one.
I don't think so, are plenty of bars down the street.
Yeah, well, and also, go ahead and do it. Take him to Navy Pier and send him into the Children's Museum. Guys, do the flyover, which is the awesome flyover thing that they have now, like the immersive thing where you're like, it's drone footage of Chicago. It's awesome. And there's bars there for you and stepmom to hang out while he's
even
messing
better.
Around. Yeah. I got you.
Matt, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you jumping on. Thanks for helping us try to figure out what's going on with the Bears.
Anytime, guys. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks, buddy. That's Matt Miller. Nothing makes Shane more upset than when I recommend touristy things.
Yeah, don't do any of that.
No, yeah, do it.
No.
He's got a kid. Trust me, it's perfect.
So yeah, I wasn't going to say this with Matt on, but I was talking to him last night. He's like, yeah, I just talked to Bernstein. He's telling me about all the neighborhoods to avoid. I was like, dude. Don't listen to him.
No.
He's lived in the same place for 25 years.
Oh, shocking. God. All right. Well, when we come back, we are going to check in with our buddy Jason Leisure. Let's get his thoughts on what the Bears have done and what.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.